Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. You all know I'm Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. And for those of you who are joining us online, welcome to this service. And for those of you who are in this room, welcome to this service. So glad you came to spend your morning with us. And so let's begin the service today by reading our mission statement that's on the front of your bulletin. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that's what's happening here, is we are all giving ourselves the opportunity to awaken to our own divinity, to awaken to that part of us that is none other than spirit in expression. That within us, which is innate to our beingness, which is the very quality of love and peace and the truth of wholeness and power, authentic power and good. Because what happens is, as we come to recognize that that is who we are and that that is part of our nature, then we have access to it when the world is not reflecting that to us. When the world is not being peaceful or loving or generous or kind, we aren't reliant on getting that from the world. We would prefer it, of course, but we're not reliant in order to be okay, because we can move back into that place within us that is that authentic power or that love or that peace. And then we're able to bring that into the conversation, into the relationship, into whatever it is that's going on in our life. And as we do that, we then become a beneficial presence in that situation, in that moment. And because everything is connected to everything else, when we are of good in one situation, it actually allows that good to affect the whole, because everything is connected and part of the wholeness. And so I thank every single one of you for walking this path, to be heeding the call of your own spirit, to be bringing it into this world in a way that is beneficial and in a way that is healing. Thank you for that. So Theo Roseland tells a story. He says, I was assigned to write a 2,000-word essay for a college history class, and I waited till the last week to act. I set all other tasks aside so I could wholly focus on the essay. I locked myself in a room, and yet for the first 6 days, I only wrote 100 words each day. My piano and guitar improved dramatically, and I saw a lot of really good movies. It was only when the stress of the deadline and the possible need to retake the class that I reached a breaking point on the last day and managed to complete the last 1,400 words. Leon Laporte tells a story. When I moved, it was necessary to dismantle my well-organized workbench. I never really put it back together. I was forever hunting for a tool, a screw, a fuse, looking in a variety of boxes and shelves. I would spend 10 to 20 minutes on each search. Finally, 30 years later, I came to grips with it and put everything back in its place. I was astonished. It only took me 45 minutes. After searching at least 20 minutes a month for all those years, that makes an incredible 120 hours of searching, or 3 40-hour weeks. And Anne Chippenham tells a story. I participated in a fun run for a cancer charity and had my sponsorship money ready to turn in. I just had to find some time that I could also donate some goods to one of their thrift shops and take the money in at the same time. It seemed so important, especially because I was shocked and angered when I heard on the day of the race that a large proportion of people do not turn in their sponsorship cash. It only took me a year to hand in the money. Do you ever find yourself procrastinating? You know, dragging your feet when there's something you really need to get done because it's something you would really like to have completed? Or a promise that you make yourself that you're going to begin some project that you're really passionate about, but you keep hearing yourself saying, one day I'll do that. Sometime soon I'll get that started. And you never really make any progress. Or there's a new habit that you want to form and develop, like eating better or exercising or going to the gym or whatever it is, and yet you keep putting it off. Or maybe there's an issue that you need to solve, like paying a bill or going to the dentist or something like that, and yet you keep dragging your feet and not doing it. Or maybe it's even really that you have to make a decision between two things, and your indecision is keeping you from moving forward and actually accomplishing whatever it is or making that decision. If you find yourself procrastinating, you are not alone. It is said that Frank Lloyd Wright procrastinated in designing houses, that the Dalai Lama procrastinated in studying, that Mozart was a terrible procrastinator in composing. In fact, one of his most famous songs, opera, was Don Giovanni, and he had 14 days to finish the last score, and he finished the morning of the performance to the point where they didn't even get to practice it one time before the performance. It took Da Vinci 16 years to complete the Mona Lisa. So many of us are procrastinators. But all of us have things that we want to accomplish and things that we want to do, whether it's something small like clean your house, or fill out some form and turn it in, or whether it's something more important like taking care of your health or something about your health or saving money. But whatever that thing is that we desire, the completion of it brings us a sense of peace and well-being. It was only after that college student that finished that 2,000-word essay that he felt peaceful. All of that time playing the guitar and playing the piano and watching movies, there was still no peace. There was some sort of agitation in there, some sort of being unsettled. It was only after completing it that he had peace. It was only after that man put his workbench together that he actually had peace around that. And so what is procrastination about then? You know, procrastination is not about being lazy. Procrastination is caused by an inner stress that comes from unfounded beliefs and stories that we are telling, and mostly unfounded beliefs and stories that we are telling ourselves about ourselves. Things like, I might not be able to do this, or maybe I don't have what it takes, or maybe I'm just not good at this kind of thing. Or what if I fail? Or maybe it's just we tell ourselves, this is just too hard. And in turn, it's those stories that we are telling ourselves that actually cause us to have fear. And it's the fear that stops us from doing the thing that is that we want to do or accomplishing the thing that we want to accomplish. Sometimes those negative beliefs come out of old ideas that we got in our childhood. Things that aren't even applicable anymore, or things that aren't true, never were true. Sometimes that inability to get moving actually comes from believing that whatever it is we need to accomplish that thing is somehow outside of ourselves, or that we do not already possess it. It's outside of our ability somehow. Here's the thing, though. Or the will to do something comes out of understanding, will or the will to do something comes out of belief. It doesn't come from force. It doesn't come out of gritting your teeth. It comes out of understanding. An understanding that you already have within you whatever it is that you need to accomplish the thing that you want to accomplish. That you already have within you everything that you need to do that thing. And you already have within you what you need because the Infinite One is expressing itself as you. It's expressing itself as you. Eric Butterworth said, "You are not only human, you are human and divine. And the divine in you always transcends the human. You are bigger than your littleness and stronger than your weakness. Living in light of this understanding, then, you no longer react to the outer, you respond from the inner. The divine in you always transcends the human of you. It's always bigger. And so the Infinite One isn't just and only expressing in you. It expresses as you. You are it here in form. And it is what you are. It is what you are made of. And the nature of the infinite is to express. The nature of the infinite is to be what it is. To be the very essence of peace. To be infinite potentiality. To be all power, all mighty, all love, all intelligence, all good. Its nature is to simply be that, and its nature is to be that as you. It's like a hologram. You know what a hologram is? You have a hologram of, say, a rose, and you cut it into two, and then you have two roses. You cut it into 10, you have 10 complete full roses. You cut it into a million, and you have a million roses. You are that hologram of the Infinite One, the creative intelligence of life, the power, the potential, the creativity, the wisdom. That is what you are. And so, you know the Lord's Prayer. It says, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." When it's saying "thy will be done," it's not saying the will of some capricious God who's up in heaven, who might bless me or might curse me or might judge me. It's not saying that will be done, something that's separate from me, that has a different agenda than me. As it is in heaven. Heaven is the nature of spirit. The all good, the all peace. Thy will be done. And thy will be done. May heaven be here on earth. May the all good and the all peace and the all magnificent be here in me and through me now and through my life now. It's a prayer of opening ourselves. It's a prayer of willingness. So the problem isn't a lack of motivation when you find yourself procrastinating. The problem is only a lack of awareness. Awareness that the one good seeks expression as you. That's the only thing that's missing, is remembering that and knowing that. And knowing that it is fully capable of accomplishing anything and everything that you desire as you. Without effort, without strain. And so the title of my talk today is Prize Inside, as in it's already inside of you, as in the all good already exists, and it is part of your spiritual nature. It is spirit in you as you. But in order for it to express in your life or to express through you to move forward, you have to allow it. You have to allow its expression through you. You have to allow it to move through you. And so I have a question for you. Have you ever found yourself procrastinating to get something done, and then you finally do it, only to find out that it wasn't as hard as you thought it was going to be? To find out that accomplishing it what didn't take as long or it wasn't as hard, that you actually did it more easily than you thought, that it really wasn't that big of a deal? Have you ever found that after procrastinating for a long time? Well, have you ever procrastinated for a long time and finally done that thing and failed? Anyone? Oh, one person, two people. So that's 99% of the time you don't fail. It's just a story that you have going in your mind that you can't do this thing. I want you to take that in and remember that. All of that procrastinating, and yet whenever I've done it, I've never failed. Ruth Sukop, who is an author, says, action is the antidote to fear. The only reason that action is an antidote to fear is because once we do it, we prove to ourselves that that unfounded story is not true, that there's no truth in it. It's our action that allows us to discover that. It's kind of like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, when the good witch Glinda tells her at the end, you've had the power within you all along. You've always had the power. You've always had whatever it is that you need to accomplish that thing that you want to do. Robert Browning says, there is an inner splendor where truth, capital T truth, abides in fullness. We seek to open out a way whence the inner splendor may escape. It's already inside of us. So having the will to accomplish something doesn't require mustering up courage. It doesn't require strength or fortitude. It only takes knowing that what you need to accomplish it, you already have inside of you. The wisdom that you need to write that paper already exists within you. That book that you want to write already exists within you. You don't have to go outside of yourself to get it. It's already in here. That strong, vital person is already within you that's wanting to do the exercise program. It's already inside of you. And so it is calling you to release your inner splendor. It's calling you to release that which is greater than you up until now have thought you are. So it's about having a willingness to let that universal intelligence express itself through you. A willingness to let that infinite one express itself through you as you. Like Steve Jobs, like Mozart, those other procrastinators. It's understanding that the nature of the infinite is to express itself through you. And it expresses as good. You don't have to make it happen. It's already there. And so the will, having the will to do something, is really only about having a willingness to allow spirit to express. It's understanding that you are the out picturing of that infinite one, like the hologram. You have all of it in you. It is you already. And so my invitation to you this week then is to recognize when you're procrastinating. And when you find that you are procrastinating, to ask yourself, why? Why am I procrastinating? What is the story that I'm telling myself? What is it that I'm believing? And then to tell yourself the truth, the capital T truth. The truth that the infinite in me, the infinite as me, is fully capable of accomplishing this thing with ease, without strain. Commune with that inside of you that is greater than your personality, greater than your human everyday thinking, that within you which has no bounds but is expansive, where you are one with the one. And be willing. And if you're not willing to step forward, become willing to be willing. If you can't say, okay, I'm willing to do this, say, I'm willing to be willing. And let that move you. Take one step, any step, take one step. Because taking that step unclogs the energetic flow. Taking that one step unclogs that blockage, that mental blockage that you have created that's keeping you stuck. It removes the barricade that you have erected between yourself and accomplishing that thing. And as a result of that, you'll be accomplishing what it is you desire with greater ease. I should say, the result is just simply that you'll be accomplishing it. You'll be accomplishing it with greater ease and experiencing peace as a result of accomplishing and finishing that thing, and living with a greater awareness of the grandness, the magnificence, the boundlessness of spirit expressing itself as you. And so blessings to each of you on this path as we awaken to our own nature, our own spirit, which is none other than that boundless one. And so blessings to each and every single one of you on this path. And so I invite you to join me in consciousness as we turn our attention to the truth and allow ourselves to marinate in this truth, the truth that there is only one infinite power, one boundless presence, one love, one beingness, one power. And it is that is expressing itself in and through and as everything that I see, and in and as and everything that has yet to come into be. For it is creativity itself. It holds within that consciousness of spirit the answer to every question, the solution to every problem, the way forward. And it is all done without effort or strain because it is all a part of this one. The question and the answer are one and the same. The solution and the problem are already overlapped and part of the same energetic. That infinite one that is expressing itself as our own divine beingness expresses itself in our minds and in our hearts and through our actions. And so today we are led and guided into the perfect way forward in whatever it is that we are desiring to do. And that one unfolds itself as our gift to this world, as our creative expression, as everything we do. And it is boundlessness. And so I speak this word not just about us here, but I speak this word about every person on this planet. recognize that they are also incarnations of this infinite one, and that whatever it is that they are needing in the moment is already within them. All the creativity, all of the power, all of the intelligence for a life of thriving, for a life of fullness. And that speaks to their hearts and to their minds in a way that they can hear it. And I speak this word also about every politician and world leader, every military leader, every president, anybody who is running any country or city or county, that same intelligence right now guides their actions. It guides their decisions. The love that is spirit motivates them and moves them and guides them into making the highest and the best choices for humanity. For we are all part of that whole. And so I release this prayer into that infinite law, knowing that it is unfolding itself now. And in gratitude I say, and so it is. And so I have a couple of invitations for you. One is next week we are having a membership ceremony. And if you would like to become a member, we would love to have you. If this feels like the place that feels like your spiritual home, the place that is supporting you in your growth, we would love to have you officially become a member. So we're going to do that during service next week. If you are interested, will you please talk to me? We have membership applications on the back table. And were the list of membership, what that means, do those get put on the back table? Do you know? I think so. I'll go look back there. But come talk to me if you're interested in membership. We would love to have you become a member. We are still doing community outreach for Ray and Marty Bunch, participating in Meal Train. If you would like to make meals for them and deliver them, or have something delivered via Grubhub or anything like that, they would love to have you do that. We have prayer support after church. We have a ministry of prayer box. You can fill out a request. We have prayer shawls. Practitioners are happy to sit down and pray with you. Our talks are posted about usually Monday evening. We have a YouTube channel. You can find them on our YouTube channel or on our website. And we invite you to follow us on social media, on Facebook and Instagram, and share those with your friends and point them this way. And so I invite you to repeat after me, good fills my life now. I step into it. I own it. I celebrate it, and so it is.